WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, welcome to 2024.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
We'll find out, I guess.
Here we go. January show.
All right.
We'll start her out with a lady we've had on here a few times, and I don't think we've done this song from her. Dakota Daniels from T-Town, Tia Topless. The song is called She's Not Like Maria. Nope, She's Not Like Maria. Here we go. Dakota Daniels. Like Maria.
That's pretty nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to give a shout out to my son who had a birthday on the 9th. There's a famous fiddle tune called 8th of January. I always thought maybe I could take the 8th of January and play it backwards and then get a new tune and call it the 9th of January.
Hey, works.
I've been thinking about that for 35 years now, so I don't know if it ever happened or not. But anyway. Anyway, his name is Blake, and one of my favorite flat pickers of all time is a guy named Norman Blake, and I heard him play a tune kind of like this back in 1983, and then I recorded it one time in 1985, just kind of from memory, how he played it. So it's a little bit later, came out on the Different Strokes album in 85, and this came out a few years after that, I think. So anyway, it's called A Song for Blake, so it works both ways if you're following this logic. Works for Norman Blake, and it works for my son Blake. So anyway, that's going out to him, and I play all the instruments on here, guitar, mandolin, I think some bass maybe too. So
all right,
Swamp Trio there or somebody, I guess.
Here we go. Swamp.
Oh, thank you.
Good work, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All those instruments played by yours truly over
That's
here.
That's right, yeah. Trying to do a harmony on the mandolin there, I think, something sounds like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you got something for us, too.
Yes, Drew Baldrich here. You know, he was born in Patoka.
Is that right?
Yes, and he's been down in Nashville since he was about 18, 19 years old and doing music. And here's one of his real good songs. He's got a bunch of them. Guns N' Roses by Drew Baldrich, Patoka boy down in Nashville today. There goes Drew.
Hey, that's all right.
Patoka.
Yeah.
Homegrown.
Put Patoka on the map there. Huh?
Guns N' Roses. Drew's helping put Patoka on the map.
That's right. Sounds good.
What do we got next?
Well, here's a guy we featured back in August of last year, and it's my buddy Goose Miller. And I guess we're the Elastic Waistband for this recording. This is Goose singing lead, playing bass. It's a song he wrote. And we also have Jerry Chapman on guitar, and myself on mandolin, and Craig Bozo Baumberger on the banjo.
So the Craiger gets in.
And this was recorded in a short-lived studio that they had in the record store in Hillsboro. So pretty much homegrown project here. So yes, I think it's called Everybody Have a Good Time is the name of this.
Everybody Have a Good Time. Here we go. Thank you. Charles Goose.
Yeah, right,
yeah. Yeah.
That's a good job all around.
Stuff, yeah.
As the guy and old brother would say, that's a mighty fine picking.
Mighty fine picking. There we go. Yes, sir. Speaking of mighty fine, we haven't heard this fellow in a long time, Mr. Jim Birch.
Brother Jim Birch.
Next. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's our old buddy, and he's been in here in the studio with us a few times. And let's get to Jim. The song is called Smoky Filled Rooms.
Yeah.
Jim Birch.
My life, I've always had something to say, whatever the place, whatever the time of day. But now you have gone, you've taken my words away, taken my voice, and left me no choice on what I can say. Smoky filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my recreation. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Now gone, and another soon to follow. Loving filled days in ways that I never had known. And all of those nights that we could just call our own, and all of the brightness that comes from us. Happy home, you've taken my night, taken my life, you left me alone. Smoky filled room, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my inspiration. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball, quarter now gone, and another soon to follow.
Smoky Filled Rooms, Jim Birch. Another great piece of work from Jim.
Okay. Here's a guy, we kind of adopted his homegrown. Again, I guess I could get a hold of him somehow and find out. Not that's too big a deal. I knew he spent time kind of around Edwardsville region is where I saw him back in the
70s. That's pretty close. That's right close. In our backyard here. Yeah.
And he plays a mean dobro. He got into dobro through the years.
Yeah, it's a good to hear a man play a dobro.
That's your thing. Yeah. I know you like it, and I like it too. And this is from a CD called Orville Johnson and his Amplifonic Guitar. And it's a thing called Duets. He just plays with one other person. And this is a jazz tune by Charlie Mingus called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. And he's got a guy named Renee Wurst playing bass. So it's just dobro and bass. So you don't hear that too often. But let's give a listen. See
let's
what
give
think.
A listen. I can't wait. Here we go. Yeah. a goat swamp.
What do you think about it, John?
Good choice, buddy. I like that, man. Put that dobro in there, man.
Marvel's good on dobros, as usual, but then the bass player just fabulous, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
So, wow. That's a thing called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
It's written by a guy named Charles Mingus, who was a bass player, so that's probably where they picked this tune. So,
yeah.
Show off the bass a little bit there.
Yeah. Hey, next up, so we got a something from a fellow that was in here just prior to the big COVID epidemic that struck here a few years back, and he did a heck of a job at the Globe Theater, Mr. Bill Chambers, and he's as an Australian,
yeah.
come
Australia,
wandering through here, yeah. Looking for his wallaby or what, maybe his
dingo or something.
Yeah, dingo or
also
something.
Dingo.
Yeah, he was a good fellow. And there's this tune called "Hillbilly Daddy," trials and tribulations of a hillbilly daddy right here on the road. Here's Bill Chambers. Time to say goodbye.
Alrighty.
We'll see you in February.
Hope everybody has a good January out there.
Yes, sir.